many visitors to the U.S. Capitol, like David Stark from Maryland, come to admire this monument to democracy, but express frustration with the political polarization inside its halls.
You know, I wish there was more of a centrist faction, that people were willing to kind of buck their party leaders and be together.
While Congress and President Barack Obama were able to reach a deal to avert the fiscal cliff deadline, which would have imposed drastic spending cuts and steep tax increases, the process highlighted politicians' inability to work together. Negotiations between President Obama, a Democrat, and the Republican Speaker of the House of Representatives, John Boehner, broke down. Democratic and Republican leaders in the Senate also failed to agree. Congressional scholar Thomas Mann with the Brookings Institution says the gridlock is partly a structural problem caused by divisive party politics that often blocks cooperation between the branches of government.
Our political parties, which were never anticipated by the framers and built into the Constitution, have evolved in a way that they don't fit well with our governing systems.
In the end, it was the personal relationship between Vice President Joe Biden, a former senator, and Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell that overcame the deep divide. And the bill that passed during a special session of Congress on New Year's Day only postponed dealing with the growing federal deficit. Still, Mann says, it was a significant bipartisan achievement.
In the end, they managed to avoid the cliff, reach an agreement that had broad support in the Senate, the Speaker allowed a bill to go to the floor that a majority of Republicans opposed, so that was a good thing.
Alan Lichtman, a professor of history at American University, is concerned that future budget battles will overly dominate the new legislative session.
While we're worried about whether we increase taxes on millionaires from 35% to 39%, a few points here and there, all of the huge problems that are facing this country are being entirely neglected.
Lichtman says as Congress draws out the budget debate, it is less likely to deal with more important issues like disaster relief and reducing the effects of climate change. Brian Patton, VOA News.